Good morning, a Friday morning. We are with Melissa Mangini. She joins us, the editor from the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, as we continue to ride the coronavirus pandemic, the impacts we're following extend throughout our communities. And obviously, when it comes to business, we're seeing construction shut down. And that has a lot of implications going forward. I know you have a story on this very subject in the review.
That's right. So last week, Governor Cuomo ordered all non-essential construction to shut down. That has since sent developers, builders, and property owners scrambling to interpret whether the order applied to them. Being out of compliance meant that they risked fines up to $10,000. The order included an exception to secure sites to ensure safety, and healthcare and affordable housing are among the categories deemed essential by the governor's office, which meant those projects could continue. Home builder Pete Belmonte is one of more than 1,000 across the state who had to stop the construction of new homes. Except for a few houses that he had that were within days of completion and needed just one person on site, or others that needed to just be buttoned up for safety reasons, the whole crew has been pulled off the job. The shutdown has also affected remodeling companies and their customers, such as those in the middle of renovating kitchens and bathrooms. And numerous plumbers, painters, electricians, and other subcontractors, some of whom survived paycheck to paycheck, were told not to return to the job sites. Another group affected are people who have sold their home and are living temporarily elsewhere while they wait for a new home to be finished. Those plans are now on hold. And then there are prospective buyers who backed out of deals because they were laid off or don't want to make a commitment given all the uncertainty surrounding the pandemic. The New York State Builders Association is asking the state to allow residential construction to resume while following strict safety protocols such as social distancing and wearing protective gear, because much of that work occurs outside. And the Capital Region Builders and Remodelers Association said it's important to remember that the Capital Region is very different than New York City, and residential construction sites are mostly single-family homes where workers are in open spaces and more spread out.
Her name is Melissa Mangini. She is the editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read this and much more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, I guess we'll just have to hunker down until next week.
Yes, stay safe. Thank you.
You too.